You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Tuesday, November 27th.
It's chilly Tuesday.
It was frigid out there. Yes. Yeah. Frigid morning, but warm in the studio, nice and cozy. Got my nice cozy
sweater
on
cozy
today.
Sweater on.
Yes. And we have some nice warm topics. No, I don't know if they're really warm or not. Good topics, though, to
Very
dig into. What is... we continue our series... two series today. Concurrent
what?
Series. Yeah,
it's series Tuesday.
Series Tuesday. It's also Giving Tuesday, by the way.
It is Giving Tuesday. Yeah. All that showed up in my inbox this morning.
I know. The flood of emails from... Black Friday, Cyber Monday, now Giving Tuesday. Just cleaning out my inbox.
Well,
but
and Facebook is matching donations today. So
oh, really?
Yeah,
fancy
for all
that.
Those Facebook Facebook fundraisers that are out there. It's pretty cool.
Speaking of, you know, we still have, I think we can still honor that Rally Week. Thanks to all those who called in or contacted us during Rally Week to support KFUO. We still have some CDs that we could share. We might make that work for you if you make a gift to KFUO this week, next week.
Sure.
$100 or more will send you the St. Paul's Music, St. Paul's Conservatory Christmas CD.
And it's after Thanksgiving.
It is.
Which means you can play Christmas music and no one will yell at you.
Depends on what house you're in, yes.
Well, that's true.
It's a great CD, 17 tracks of sacred music, Advent and Christmas music. Outstanding music, great musician. So you can do that this week. Just get in touch with us or give us a call here at the studio, 1-800-730-2727. Two great topics today. Talking about calls, callings, and ministry families, church workers, continuing our wellness series with Deaconess Heidi Gaiman, and wrapping up our series with Pastor Philip Hoppe on listening to a sermon I shared yesterday in an alumni group on Facebook. This is like Concordia University River Forest alumni group. I didn't realize that these were some of my connections from my days at Concordia University River Forest. It was not intentional. It just they all ended up on the same day. So... speaking of Concordia's, Concordia University, Wisconsin is outstanding. Thanks so much for supporting the Coffee Hour, being our beloved underwriter and making Coffee Hour a reality so that we can share these great stories with you. CUW.edu. CUW.edu. You can learn more about Live Uncommon. Joining us today, Deaconess Heidi Gaiman, licensed clinical social worker, and our series on wellness and caring for church workers and being healthy, vibrant church workers. Today, we're looking at the topic of calls, callings, and the ministry family. Heidi, thanks so much for joining us again today.
Hey, thanks for having me. This is, I think, a particularly hard topic. We're like, I mean, we're really taking something on here, but I think... we wanted everyone to know that this is, you know, just an open conversation and we're going to really get the conversation started and we all might have lots of thoughts about this, but it's a short segment.
Absolutely. Yeah. The disclaimer alone might take up 12 minutes, but when we're talking about the call, you know, pastors receiving a divine call, church workers receiving a solemn call and what does that mean? And there's certainly a lot that goes into that process. It's a very complex process and understanding that. So, thanks for pointing that out. We're not speaking authoritatively on this subject today, but having gone through the experience of a call as a church worker myself and you, Heidi, going through it as a deaconess, your husband going through that as a pastor and understanding that call process and speaking from experience on this as well. Sarah, being in a congregation that calls a pastor, have you ever been through that call process of calling a pastor?
I have.
So, you know, seeing it from that perspective as well, what does this mean? Oh, man. Heidi, what's the difference between a call and callings? Is there a difference between a call and callings from your perspective?
I definitely think there is a difference, although I'm pretty sure the only person who really completely understands the difference and can define it for us is God himself. You know, that'll be one of those magical things we get to heaven and we're like, oh, okay. I think it's helpful how we have like the big C church and the little C church. I think this works in the same way. It's helpful to envision it as a big C and a little C, and that never minimizes, you know, one or the other. But it does help us distinguish them to understand that the process is a little bit different, the way we handle it. And, you know, I think both just require a lot of prayer and always like returning to the word to try to sort through it and understand it. But I think one of the biggest differences is that the call with a capital C is how I'll refer to it, you know, that kind of divine or solemn call, that is so often between just the one person and God. You know, that's like, and I get that the congregation or the institution is who issues it, but it's really a reflection only between the authority granted as well as the accountability given to that person. Whereas like callings, I think they mesh with other people. There's a lot of interaction. You know, I think even like our family, for instance, when we talk about ministry families, but any family, you know, we have a calling as a family, but we'll never have a divine call as a family. So there's a little bit more like individualness to it. I think because of that authority and accountability, we don't want pastors' wives to need to have the accountability for that role. That's really inappropriate. You know, I don't want those expectations. I don't know about any other pastor's wives. But instead, we have this calling that doesn't have, you know, the accountability and stuff wrapped around it that a divine call, a solemn call does. And that's really comforting to me. You know, like I said, I don't want the weight of that expectation with it.
How is explaining the difference between these challenging or difficult or maybe confusing to people in this day and age and in our culture?
Yeah, I mean, I think we live in like a business productivity oriented world. So we see everything from that vantage point, like how can we get stuff done and how does the business world handle it? And so since we get jobs and we hire and fire, that we then either consciously or subconsciously apply to these things as well, both, you know, the call itself from a congregation or an institution to a pastor or a church worker, and then unfortunately the ministry family too. We can inadvertently express in different ways kind of our maybe displeasure and our expectations with them, as well as maybe giving them even extra authority that's not appropriate and stuff too. And so I think the realm of vocation is especially helpful here. You know, Luther gave us that language and we can embrace it so that we have some way to wrestle with it, even when we're not going to just find easy, basic answers. But knowing that vocation is different than productivity and business, and God gives us more than one vocation. And it's so easy, especially as a church worker or a church worker family member, to see yourself in light of only one vocation. You know, how many moms out there, particularly young moms with kids at home, see themselves as a mom, you know, and that's it some days. But God gives us the gift of many vocations instead of just that one. And I think that's part of the callings part. Like, we can embrace the fact that we have variety in what he's given us to do on this earth for his kingdom. And that is a gift, so that one thing doesn't define us. Instead, we know that our identity is in Christ alone. And these are parts of our vocation. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And what happens if our identity gets wrapped up in one single vocation or solely in, you know, a specific call?
Yeah, I think, you know, honestly, if I can talk frankly, you know, I work with church workers every day and pastors every day, and it can be so disheartening. You know, it really does lead to a lot of burnout, depression and anxiety, you know, physical health problems and things. It's shocking to me, the longer I do church worker wellness, how integrated this issue of identity is, spiritual identity, child of God for you, is into all the stress and well-being issues that we have. You know, it's such a foundation to know that God forgives you and loves you and the cross is for you. And then all that other stuff, including our calls, is extra. You know, God doesn't need that from us. He chooses to use us, and it's a beautiful thing. It's a gift. But if we didn't do it tomorrow, that would also be okay. And God would love us less. That's really, really important for us, but it's easy to see our call as just the weight of responsibility. And there is accountability, but that's different than that weight of responsibility that is Jesus's alone, and he's already carried it to the cross.
So in the midst of these vocations, as a ministry family, when one receives a call, a divine call, how is that stressful for the ministry family in the midst of these vocations? We have about a minute left.
Sure. Wow. It's like, no pressure. I know, right? Yeah. I mean, I think the call process itself, which might be another segment we would do, you guys, because that's a whole nother thing, like just that timing of like the call process and working through it. But like, I think that there is a lot of confusion. Like, what is my responsibility as a ministry family to the church? Do I have any responsibility? You know, are we just members of the congregation, or is there something more there? Those questions all rise to the surface. And again, we don't have really easy answers for them. We all have to kind of root that out with God, ourselves, through scripture as a family. And especially with families with children at home, you know, this is a really great place to have open discussion that's developmentally appropriate about, you know, what is our family to the church, and what is God asking of us, and where do we think we should go, and what should we do? But knowing that it's by grace of God, go I on everything.
Amen. Thank you so much, Heidi. And we'll continue our series coming up in, just next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We'll continue our series taking a look at finances, because everybody loves to talk about money during December, finances and budgeting. Thank you so much, Deaconess Heidi Gaiman. Thanks for being our guest. We continue with Pastor Phil Hoppe up next, our last in listening to a sermon.